Tune in with me, Tim Lynch, to Green Planet FM 104.6 every Thursday morning from 8 until 9, when we bring you positive messages and solutions to the environmental challenges on our magnificent planet Earth.
If you missed the last program, it's ready for you now on planetaudio.org.nz. Planetaudio.org.nz.
Need a break?
Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska and Cara on Two Sugars.
Hey, great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. You are with Irene and Mariska listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. So for you, it's time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up, and join the conversation with us.
Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. like a diamond. So shine bright.
Awesome song. Mariska, how are you going today?
Oh, yeah, not so bad. Gosh, I needed that song. It got a bit of cheering up. Isn't it fantastic? Anyway, you know how our last lots of shows we've been talking about knickers? I'm going to go to a totally and utterly different subject today. I happened to meet this guy. He's in my business network, and he talked about becoming a mate in construction. I thought, oh, what the heck's that? So I actually sat down and I met with him and I said, what does that mean? And so for many of our tradies, and if you are here in New Zealand, for our listeners here in New Zealand, there's a lot of mental health issues that seem to be cropping up in the paper. And, you know, you hear a lot of news stories about our tradies struggling with mental health and also with suicide, which is really sad. But it's like, well, who do they turn to? And is it that blokey thing? I don't know, Irene, you know, blokes are blokes and they don't talk and we're all trying to get them to talk, and I'm not sure that's what the right thing is, because if a bloke's a bloke and he doesn't want to, then how do we get over that? So what this mates in construction is that people can go through a particular course and become a mate. So they're not a qualified counsellor or anything like that, but they're qualified to figure out when somebody is not happy or see the signals and, you know, maybe just say, are you okay? Or that they also get a sticker or some type of symbol that when they're on a construction site, people can see that they are actually a mate. So it's kind of, I suppose, just when you're working away and, you know, you want someone to talk to, there they are. So while they're not qualified as, you know, like a counsellor and stuff, as I said, they're qualified to then send you or refer you, get you in contact with the right person if you do need help.
That's brilliant. I think that's brilliant. I was absolutely stunned last week, I think it was, or the week before, there was a program on TV and it said in the tradie department, for want of a better terminology, is very, very high in suicides. And I was absolutely stunned, because you always think of them as being your big, tough, blokey blokies, and you don't think of that being an area where there would be a high number of suicides. And maybe that's why there is a high number of suicides, because we all expect them to be so tough, and they're not. They're just human beings like the rest of us. It would be really interesting to know the breakdown of the suicides and what has caused them, so that we have a more specific target to help. But starting off by having your mates in there who you can just have somebody to go and sit down and talk to, who has got a sign on, so therefore the guy knows immediately that this guy does want to talk to you. You know, you're not going to go up to somebody and start talking and he's going to say, oh, don't tell me your problems, mate. So I absolutely think that's an awesome thing to happen.
Isn't it great? So it's been in Australia for years, and as I understand, it was developed in Australia. So it's been in New Zealand for a couple of years now, but I suppose I think very much on big construction sites it's probably very well known. But then I also think about our small tradies, you know, which a lot of us are, you know, New Zealand's made out of small businesses, isn't it? You know, and where do they turn to? And I thought, now, isn't that interesting? On a construction site too, you know, you're around people, you're with people, but as a, you know, a small one-man band or two-man band, you're quite isolated, aren't you?
Yes, and I would really love to know a breakdown of the causes. To me, you can't fix anything unless you've got an idea of where it's coming from, you know? So are these guys overworked and underpaid? Have they got too many chemical products around them that is affecting, you know, their hormonal levels or something? Do they feel under too much pressure to timeline? I mean, there's got to be a reason why we're getting so many suicides, and particularly in that one trade. And until somebody puts the effort into breaking it down, were there drugs involved? You know, was there marital problems involved? How financially off was the guy? Until somebody asks those questions and starts breaking it down and putting it in categories, you can't really start nailing the problem. And it makes me laugh because we have a government that won't do anything until it's done about 10,000 blooming, you know, researches and reports and things. So why aren't we doing that with these really important things like this?
Yeah, and like for his role, it's voluntary, you know, so he goes around doing his work. He goes to lots of different sites and everything else, you know, but if someone wants to stop and talk, it's voluntary. It's a voluntary role, yeah.
And he probably doesn't get paid for it. You know, our unsung heroes, we need a whole program on our unsung heroes as well. I saw this wonderful young man, wonderful, amazingly young man on the AM show the other day. And he's just a young man with a family and a job and everything else who is spending all his spare time trying to look after the young homeless youth around the country who are just being shoved into motels with a whole pile of adults that are dysfunctional adults to begin with. So these highly vulnerable kids are being put into a worse situation rather than a better one. And here's this young man, it's the second time I've seen it, and I'm going, how on earth do you have time to do this? You know, you've got your own young family, you've got your own job, you've got to support, you don't get paid to do it. And here he was out there night after night after night, his phone number, all these youths have. We need to get some of these unsung heroes really out there in the public's eye so that they can be given all the donations and things that they need to support themselves.
And finding out their motivation as well. You know, we were such a community-oriented country years and years ago, and they all kind of said, oh, it's come back through COVID, but I'm not sure it has. Maybe it did through the 4 weeks that we were off, but I'm not sure it's stayed with us. So I think we've lost something along the way. So you're right. When you do hear those stories about the unsung heroes, you know, and things like mates in construction, yeah, you kind of think, isn't it interesting that we have to be doing this? Because years and years ago, it was just normal.
Yes, years and years ago, you'd have somebody that would come up to you on the building side and say, hey, mate, you've been looking down in the mouth for the last 2 weeks. You know, want to come and have a beer with me and talk about it, you know?
But maybe that's the problem. Yeah. We can't drink anymore as much because we have to drive. I should not say that at all. Let me take that back. Hey, but isn't that interesting? Because that's been a real change in our society with obviously drinking, driving. And maybe that years ago is where all of that stuff kind of got talked out over a beer. You know, you used to have the old Friday Friday social club and stuff. Yeah. Wow, there's a thought.
And the girls, I remember when you know, my kids were young and Thursday night was pay night. Friday night was the night my man always came home late from work because he was sitting there having a drink with the boys, and it would be, you know, 2 or 3 hours after his normal, or 1 or 2 hours after his normal, I don't know. And so that would be the time that me and my girlfriends would get together, and, you know, neighbours, and so we'd all get together and have a glass of wine watching the kids because we know our husband's away and they're not going to be back for dinner. And so then we'd have our bitch and moan and happy session or whatever it was and get it off our plates. But nobody does that anymore. I mean, trying to meet the neighbours is just so hard. They just, I don't know why, but they just don't want to become friends with you. They just don't. You know what I'm like? I'm talking to everybody, and it's like, you know, my landlady here, she was saying to me, has a neighbour next door is so lovely to talk to. Let's get her in for a barbecue. And I went, good luck with that. I'll be trying. Nice and friendly, but that's all she wants to say hello. And move right on it.
So, yes, the
whole ballpark has changed so dramatically, and whether it's not being able to socialise together over a little bit of alcohol, I don't know. Yeah,
or it was just the fact that you were there together, having a, you know, whether you drank one bottle or whether you drank a can of Coke, it was just that you were there together. You know,
exactly.
Chewing the fat, if you like. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, exactly, and that just doesn't happen now, and I've got no idea why it doesn't. I think a lot of it has to do with this over-the-top PC society. Everybody's too scared of doing something wrong, you know.
Could be.
There was a lady on the AM show just this morning, which I found hilarious. She wrote into Countdown. Was it Countdown? I think it was Countdown, complaining about their grammatical mistakes. And in the part where it says 12 items or less, apparently that's grammatically wrong. It should be 12 items or fewer.
Oh.
Don't ask me why, because I'm actually right into my English and I cannot understand why that is a case. But anyway, she's made such a song and dance about it that the AM show had her on this morning.
That was the last week one, wasn't it? You're getting old now.
No. They mentioned it about her last week, but today they had her physically on the show to talk about it. I didn't see it. I saw it this morning. Yeah. And it was hilarious because, no, that's not one of my old age things. How dare you?
It is one of your old age things. Irene's forgetting that we're pre-recording this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Matt, to our listeners out there, you should have seen her face. That was funny. Anyway, on a particular morning...
Yes. Excuse me, everybody. I am getting old. Okay, I can see. Okay, on a particular morning, this lady got invited to come on the AM show. And so she arrived beautifully. Her name is Karen. And the first question she got asked was, why is this so important to you? And, of course, everybody was expecting her to say, well, grammar is incredibly important because we're going to lose da-da-da-da, you know, in our language and all the rest of it. So we were all, them on the show and me listening, expecting that. And she said, came up and she, within seconds, had turned this whole grammar problem around into being a communist problem.
Oh.
Don't ask me how it was a communist problem. As soon as she started going that way, I'm going, oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. and of course, they on the show sort of closed it down fairly quickly as well, and she had her say and off she went.
A
bit of a kook. It was a bit funny. It was absolutely... amazing to see that on the show.
Oh, gosh, isn't it funny what people pick up on, isn't it? But I must say, talking about grammar mistakes, they annoy me. And, you know, the papers don't even care anymore. There's not even an apology anymore for a mistake. And
no.
I kind of think, turn your bloody computer typo thing on, the spell check, you know. There must be so many red lines, so many green lines underneath there. They're typing, and I'm just thinking,
but
really?
They're just not doing the job anymore, and not wanting to do. They're just hammering it out and shoving it in, and the editor's hardly reading it. And every single article has got a typo error of some sort in it when it comes to the news, whether it be Stuff or the Herald or what it is that I'm reading on TV on the computer. I might add, not on. Not in paper form, but that shouldn't make any difference at all. But I'm very pleased to hear that the quality magazines like North and South, and those, you know, those really good quality magazines have still got that very high standard of both their journalism and how the article is grammatically designed. But you go down to, you know, the trashy magazines, New Idea and all the rest of it, and they are just so badly. It's ridiculous. And I think a lot of it has got to do with texting.
Well, it has. And I suppose, are we being old fuddy-duddies by going, does it matter? Language changes.
I think it matters because there are so many words that change the whole meaning of a sentence. That one word can totally change the sentence. So I'm happy to accept texting spelling. You know, that's okay for texting and Instagram and the social media, but it's only in those departments. It's not in any of our, you know, written form like papers and magazines and all that sort of thing, and definitely not in businesses of any sort. Otherwise, we're just going to lose our language. It's just going to go down the tubes, and it's going.
Well, I don't know if we'll lose it. It will just change, I suppose. I always think of shorthand. Imagine if you came across some documents in shorthand. You'd think it was bloody hieroglyphics or something.
Nobody would have a clue anymore what shorthand is. I mean, they
no.
just. Got to be totally off the planet. Totally. It is really interesting. And I love, one of the things I love is when I come across a word that I go, hang on a minute, that is a slang word. That should not be being used in that particular paper. And so then I'll go to the updated version of the Oxford Dictionary and hello, it's been added as a authenticated English word in the Oxford Dictionary. And you have got no idea how many of those words. I mean, there's some beauties in there that are now part of the English language.
Well, talking about that, Jeff's family's a Scrabble. They're a Scrabble family. Mine are a Rummy Cub family. But anyway, so we go play Scrabble. Now, at his auntie's place, she's got three Scrabble dictionaries of all exactly the same year. So those are the only words we're allowed to use. Now, these dictionaries must be probably about written in 2000. And so there's lots of words that we know are words, accepted words today, but we can't use them because they're not in the dictionary. If it's not in the dictionary, we can't use the word. And if I update her dictionary for her, I would have to buy three so that we all had a dictionary while we played.
Oh, I see. But you're not allowed to look the word up, are you? You have to say the word that you were just trying to check the spelling of.
Exactly, exactly. And we do that just about at every term.
I absolutely love the little book that comes out with Scrabble that has the words that are only two syllables.
Yeah.
And only three syllables in it. Yeah. And I love that. I'm just checking to see if this is a word that's allowed. And, of course, I'm pouring through the X's trying to find a two-symbol word that I can do. Cheating like mad. Oh, but this is with my sister-in-law who always thrashes me. So, you know.
Isn't that fun? Right, well, that's probably – we're coming to the end of our show again, but just kind of bringing us back to the beginning, what we are going to do is we're going to organise a breakfast for tradies, for kind of sole traders and small businesses to talk about and understand what Mates and Construction can do for them when they're out on the road. So do keep updated on our Facebook page. We'll put the link up for Mates and Construction anyway. But if you do know any tradies out there, small to medium business tradies that might want to attend, do let us know because I think it's important that we all have a mate to talk to, whoever you are. Well, we'll see.
Can I just quickly ask, is this anybody can ask to join this or is it a BNI?
Anybody, I think. I mean, we'll start it as a BNI, obviously, but I think anybody. I think it's important that people know that it's out there. So, awesome. All right, guys, we will see you the same time, same place next week.